The coronavirus is affecting us in many ways. And if you're a gigging live musician, it's really quite hard just now. And I'm joined now by blind singer, songwriter, producer, martial arts expert, Dan Droid.
Hello, Simon. Long time no speak.
Yeah, I should say Dan used to join us regularly on the show to review music, but our schedules have been quite busy. But your schedules are quite clear just now, aren't they?
Let's just say I've got a little bit more time of late. A little bit more time. Certainly times are strange, Simon, and the impact upon the gigging community, the entertainment communities and the leisure industries has just been catastrophic, to say the least.
Because you would be just planning your year, getting all your bookings, and now they're all suspended now, aren't they?
Yeah, but literally I went from, you know, an active diary to zero dates for the foreseeable future. And of course, you know, I've been keeping a very vigilant watch on what's going on in the news, and I can't help but suspect that it's going to be the entertainment venues and the holiday venues that are going to be among the last places to be lifted from lockdown. Because obviously places like hotels would be major breeding grounds for this virus. And anyone that comes to a hotel in a different part of the country could pick it up and then take it back to where they come from. So I think it's going to be a long time before the hotels are reopened in the UK. It's a complete nightmare for everyone that works in the UK hotel and leisure industries.
Of course, since we last spoke on air, you've become a guide dog user. What's the name of your guide dog?
She's called Luna. She's a labradoodle. I absolutely adore her. She's got just the right blend of character and personality and ability as well. So she's really easy to love. She's not like a robotic dog, you know. I mean, most people that know somebody with a guide dog would know that guide dogs, you know, rarely are kind of robotic in that sort of respect. But I had a lot of misconceptions about guide dogs. You know, I did think that they were these sort of automaton, you know, robots that just did whatever they were told. But it's that's certainly far from the truth with Luna. You really have to negotiate with her a lot of the time to get her to do what you'd like her to do. But she is lovely.
And you take her gigging. Have you found a difference in the response with people at your gigs now that you have Luna with you?
Yeah. Honestly, like I couldn't overstate how life-changing it is, even as far as the gigs were concerned, because as far as people's attitude towards visually impaired people, it can be mixed. I think we talked about this some time back, you know, and I think people can relate to how the public respond to somebody who's walking around with a white stick. It can be really, really mixed, the reaction. You get some people that are very gracious and will move out of the way, and other people that absolutely will not. And there were many occasions, unfortunately, in the venues that I perform at, where I was subject to ridicule, where people thought that I was perhaps faking a condition, or they just wanted to take the mic anyway. And that initial impression when you walk into a venue that you have to entertain, and that initial impression is very important. And having to overcome that prejudice when I walked in with a white stick, it could be quite difficult. But when I walk in with Luna, the reaction is completely different. Everybody is drawn to the fact that Luna is a lovely, cute dog, but also the mysticism attached to a guide dog. You know, people think that they are, you know, miracle workers in some respects, that they are, and it's just this much cozier introduction to my disability. It's been really, really lovely. And then, to be honest, like, Luna's quite happy to just sit down and wait for me to finish performing the songs. She's very sociable, so people can come up with my permission and give her a little bit of love, you know, that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's been amazing. I couldn't possibly think of doing a gig without her now. She's like a little furry safety blanket for me. It's great.
Back to the serious stuff. You're not earning just now. How's the rest of the year going to pan out?
I don't know is the answer. We are, we being my family, my wife and my two children, and of course Luna now, we're just having to, you know, eke out what we had to begin with, try to make it last, rely on the, you know, the generosity of family members along the way, and hold out for the what the government have said that they are rolling out for self-employed people, this self-employed scheme grant thing, which apparently is going to be available for self-employed people around about June. The government said that for people that qualify, they'll then backdate to March, 3 months worth of, you know, a percentage of what you would have earned in that period of time. And goodness me, and then we'll see what happens from there, you know, but there really is no, there's really nothing we can do other than remain optimistic and be sensible and hope for the best, you know, along with so many other self-employed people in the country. You know, it's there's no nothing more positive I can say about it, unfortunately.
Well, it's lovely to hear your voice back on RNIB Connect Radio. Just want to wish you, Lindsay, Mina and Loki all the best, and thank you very much for chatting with us.
Really nice to catch up, Simon. Yeah, talk again soon, I hope.